time for another WNST Baltimore Sports News Update. Here's Luke Jones.
John Harbaugh met with the media following the Ravens' win over the Chargers on Sunday night.
It's loud. This team we're playing is really good. And I thought our guys just played a great football game to come out here on Sunday Night Football and win the game. I'm just proud of the players, the way they played. I thought the fourth quarter was a statement. And put an exclamation point in the fourth quarter. Defense getting the stops. And offense finishing it at the end there. So just proud of the guys. So many guys deserve credit. I'm sure we'll get to them as we answer the questions and stuff like that. But defensively, I think, deserves an extra shout. That's a really good offense. The pressure, the coverage, and the turnovers were big. And then Broderick Washington getting a sack at the end was really special. So, okay, what questions do you have?
John, after Zay scored that one touchdown in London, you kept saying, oh, I can envision many more. Were these kind of the couple that you could have envisioned later on?
Oh, yeah, right. Didn't think about that. That's an interesting, tie together there. But, Zay's electric. Ball in his hands. We have a lot of guys like that. I mean, it starts with our quarterback, Lamar Jackson, who just set the all-time rushing record for a quarterback in NFL history. That's a historic statement for him. But he's just playing the game out there and competing. I think Odell came out, especially in the first half, and had a bunch of plays. I mean, you can name guy after guy who made plays when plays had to be made. Gus running the ball downhill, Keaton Mitchell with his speed on the outside and inside stuff. So a lot of players doing what they had to do.
John, given some of the questions you were asked about fourth quarters early in this year, how important is it to go into the bye, by kind of changing that narrative a little bit, by winning a close game in the fourth quarter?
Right. Well, I mean, the narrative is not something that we really care about. It's the fact that the guys stepped up and won the game. We've won nine games, and all those games had to be closed out in the fourth quarter one way or another. A couple of them were closed out in the third quarter. So three of them weren't, we want the three back. But we got the one tonight, and I'm proud of the guys for that.
John, I know you said last week that it'll take a lot of guys to fill Mark Andrews' shoes. But given what Zay's already showed you, does it feel like with his sort of ability, he needs to be one of those guys really taking a headlining role in this offense?
Zay Flowers or Isaiah Likely?
Zay Flowers.
Well, yeah, Zay Flowers already. Yeah, sure. He is in a headlining role. He already was, And I just think all those guys together, I stand by that, all those guys together are headliners. Every single one of those guys. I mean, you got to give Isaiah Likely a lot of credit. He made some really athletic plays out there. Lamar found him, catch and run plays that were just really special.
John, you talk about the defense's ability not only to create turnovers, but getting kind of so many different ways. It seems like you never know in this defense who might make a big play at any time.
Every single guy comes up and makes a play. Every single play, somebody's got to put a period on the play. Somebody on defense has got to make a stop, make a tackle. You got to bat a ball down. You got to do something to stop the play, or it's going to run into the end zone. And, the sooner the better, obviously, on any given play. But there's a couple of plays that we'll learn from and we want back. But overall, the defensive effort was just tremendous. I mean, guys were on point, locked in, doing their job, playing as hard as they could, fundamentally sound, tackling people, keeping the quarterback in the pocket, believe it or not, all but one play, really. And that's a big challenge with Herbert. So feel good about that.
John, Coach, when did you know that your defense is going to be a special unit?
Well, these guys will tell you. I've been saying it since last summer. We had a chance to be this kind of a unit, and we've got five more regular season games and whatever comes after that to determine what the final the final chapters are going to be in the story of our defense. But pretty proud of those guys.
John, did you consider challenging the spot on the Lamar run and that preceded the fourth and one that you didn't get and the one with Aguilar and the long play by Aguilar that preceded the fourth down you did get?
Right. We had trouble with the down and distance and the what the spots were pretty much the whole game, just understanding what it was going to be. The Lamar run, I'd say no. We could see that one. It did look short to us. The Aguilar one, we thought was a first down, in all honesty. We thought it was ruled first down, and we thought it was a first down. It wasn't until after the next play that we realized that it was short. So that was the challenge that we had pretty much four or five times during the game.
John, what does it mean heading into the bye, 9-3, and you're atop the AFC right now?
Well, it's we were going to go to this point until we had an opportunity to get a bye, and we wanted to be the very best team we could be. And I think we're becoming – what we're capable of becoming, but it's not over yet. We got a lot of work to do. The guys are going to get a little time, a little spirit, a little mind, a little body, take care of their families, and then get back next Monday, and we'll be ready to come out of the gates for the final part of the season.
John, the challenge that you did throw on their lateral play, was there something you saw or heard that caused you to throw that flag?
Well, anytime they have a play like that where you kind of got a forward pass lateral on the run, those are hard to execute and not be downfield. So, no, we didn't see it. We didn't get a good look on TV. They certainly didn't show it on the board because we're on the road. But we thought it was a big enough play, and there was a chance, a really good chance, that it was going to be a forward pass. It turned out to be dead even. You know, it's about as close as it could have been and still been legal. If we'd have seen that, we wouldn't have thrown the flag, but it was definitely worth the shot.
John, what was the decision in the end of the first half, 8 seconds left, fourth and whatever, and you go for it? What was the thought process between punt and going for it?
Yeah, I mean, the chances of us converting a fourth and, 15 or whatever it was, and having a chance to kick the field goal, we had a timeout, were better than them completing a Hail Mary going back the other way, we felt like. So that's an analytic decision. We feel like our odds, it helps us to take a shot, especially with Lamar playing quarterback. We think we have a chance to possibly get that ball in there for a field goal.
John, the second to last Chargers drive where you guys got off the field, I think it was Mollett on the blitz. How much did you appreciate Mike Downs' aggressiveness there?
I appreciated it. I did appreciate it, you know. And I appreciated Arthur Mollett making the play and the timing of the thing. And I just think our guys, that's what I'm talking about, with the execution and the timing of those things. It's one thing to call them, it's another thing to execute them. But Mike was aggressive. And he mixed it up. It wasn't just that. There were times when I wanted pressure in my mind, and he played coverage, and it worked out. And there were times where I wanted coverage, and he wanted pressure. You know, and it's not like I'm not saying a word. I'm just in my mind thinking maybe I'd do the other thing. And I thought Mike was just tremendous in this game. I mean, he called a fabulous game, and you can't call a better game than he did tonight.
John, do you appreciate any more the bold decision to be exotic and have, you know, Mike Pierce be the one dropping into the zone coverage?
Did that happen? Hey, you know what? I mean, everybody, the more you can do. You know, that's what we say.
John, they started
worse than four turnovers, but how big was that one to give them the points at that 19-play drive?
That was probably the turning point in the game, honestly. I mean, the four turnovers, you know, for us to come up, we talked about that. This is not an easy team to turn over. They haven't turned it over much. And that was going to be a key in the game. And then us not turning it over. I mean, that was just as important. And our guys were about that all week in practice. Starts with our quarterback right through the rest of the offense. And I thought that was the other part of the turnover equation.
John, they started a Matabike announcement in the press box, and they never finished it. Do you have an update on
that? Yeah, he's going to be in the concussion protocol. So we'll see where that goes.
John, I know there's a lot of variance with this kind of thing, but any explanation for why you guys were so good kind of in your own territory, moving the ball, but then once you cross midfield, things just start to get bogged down a little bit?
We'll look at all that, definitely. I mean, it's just play by play. There's certain things I'm sure that we can improve on for sure.
All right, thanks, Coach.
Thanks, everybody.